much like to ask you to take a look at this idea and look at the challenge of maturity. And, you know, the kids, younger ones, just wondering whether you can look at some of those goals there. Okay? And the challenge is to look at maturity. What on earth is maturity? Now, for you, younger ones, your maturity is how tall you will be. Okay? Once you reach maximum height, got it? Maximum height. The only way you will grow will be sideways. That is the word teleoi. Can you see the word? Can you see the word mature here? It's actually a physical word. Can you see here? Look at this very carefully. Right? So chapter 3, verse 15, would like very much for you to take a look at this, consider this, let those who are mature. Now, so we're going to ask you, are you mature at all? Literally means, have you grown up to the height that you want to be? And then as you grow older, you have to watch because you actually shrink a little. I think I'm a little shorter now than I used to be, unfortunately. Little bit, not much. But that's what it is, you know, you sort of... But think about these things here. You've grown all you can be. Now, which are the areas that you still feel that you need to grow? And it is not physical. The next thing you need to ask yourself is, are you mature emotionally? And a lot of people are not. So we need to look at emo maturity. Okay, we need to look at spiritual maturity. Right? You need to look at all the other aspects we call mature. Once I saw a little boy, sec 1, sec 2 boy. And he was out to impress, would you believe it, a girlfriend at that age. So the girlfriend was on the opposite side of the road. He was on the other side. He waved at her madly. And I use the word madly with proper understanding. And she wouldn't look at him. Now he was really trying to impress her. How brave he was. Now there's some roads which are not very good to cross at. And when you cross a road, you cross in front of the bus or behind a bus? Tell me. We talk about road safety. Do you know? Here's the bus coming. Do you cross here or you cross behind? Joe. Huh? Why behind? Because you go in front of the bus, you can't see what's coming behind the bus, right? Because here is the bus coming, you cross here, you cross another car coming by, and you are seriously injured or you are dead. Right? So you can cross behind, isn't it? Right, Wesley? You hopefully don't impress too many girls right now. So this, as I said, madly, he waited for the bus, didn't stop, wait for the bus to come. And he ran across to the other side of the road. The bus nearly missed, just nearly hit him. Good thing there wasn't another car coming. Because if that car was coming, I would have been a witness to his stupidity. And the girl... Not because she was impressed, but because she was shocked by such stupidity. Now, this is called immaturity. right? And this is something that you really want to grow up in. We are looking at this whole idea at a call to maturity. In Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 14, we call that a full age. Okay, I would like very much for you all, and I will be trying to do this at YPG 2 next year. I want to quiz them on books of the Bible. I really do. I think they really should, because we all take for granted, you know, who wrote which books, you don't know. How many books there are, don't know. And I think it is good for us to say, okay, let's try and recite. When I was a teenager, I could recite the Bible books by heart. And I could write down 66 books in proper order, no problem. How many can do that? You cannot? I'm surprised. All right, that's another level of maturity. So YPG2, whoever chairing, two Saturdays from there, factor in part of it. Let's work with 39 books in the Old Testament. Was it 39? Or is it 27? You don't know either. Well, we're sunk. Oh, we need to know. Let's try and see whether we can raise the level of thing and say, there is a mature level here. Okay? We cannot speak of knowledge of maturity if we don't know all these things here. Now, how do you distinguish between a baby and an adult? Very simple. If you have got baby brothers or sisters at home or cousins, feed them McDonald's. If can eat, then it is Matthew's age. Then he'll say, two please. But if it is a baby, the baby will not appreciate McDonald's at any time. They can't. We are going to see whether we can raise the bar a little and cause you to consider growing up a little bit more, no longer as babies. And so let's turn to the book of Zechariah. Let's turn quickly. I'm going to count how many seconds you need to take. Book of Zechariah. You got it? You raise your hand. You got it. See, you don't know where it is. All right. Okay. And if, one, thank you. Two, thank you. Three, four. You got it already. Good. So five, six, seven. Good. Good, thank you. The rest next year. See, you don't know. All right, let's turn to the book of Chronicles. Third Chronicles. Chronicles 3. And those of you who are searching for Third Chronicles, you are in trouble. See, you don't know. That is what I mean. So if we don't know all of these things here, obviously you really don't know. How can we speak of maturity when you don't know? That makes sense to you? Okay, let's try and see whether we can look at this thing here. Not needing milk anymore. 1 Peter 2:2, we read. 1 Peter, can you turn to 1 Peter 2, please? And whoever the first person, get it, read it out loud. Go on, read. Can or not? Still searching. All right. See, we really need to know because you don't know. 1 Peter. Why is it called 1 Peter? There are two Peters. One is called 1 Peter, the other one is called 2 Peter. Because they are, how to distinguish 1 Peter from the other? Is that what it is? No, it's not. Right? So there was a man called Peter, and he was learning to write one, so he wrote 1 Peter. Then he learned two, then he wrote 2 Peter. We be 1 Peter, 2 Peters. And then after that, 3 Peters. Right? Well, we want to know. So while Peter wrote his first epistle, now let's take it up at a higher level. Okay? What are the Petrine epistles all about? What are they called? Older level. YAG, YBG 2. what are these episodes called? You don't know either. And they are called Catholic epistles. Huh? No, not Roman Catholic. The word Catholic literally means general. It's for everybody. Rather than the specific epistles, like Paul writing to the Philippians, and the Colossians, and the Thessalonians, and so on and so forth. These were to everybody. So they were called Catholic epistles. It was for everybody to read. Now, you didn't know that either. See? That's what I mean. We don't know a lot of stuff. And when we don't know a lot of stuff, how do we become mature? You can't. Maturity begins with, these are baby stuff. And we've got to know. Okay, now I'm going to ask you, how many words are there found in 1 Peter? That's crazy stuff, no need to know. But there's some basic stuff, and a lot of us don't know. And if we don't know this basic stuff, we'll never get the level of maturity. And that's the challenge, maturity. Okay, the next time we have a general meeting like this together, okay, we will have a quiz on Bible books. Younger ones, older ones, you challenge them. Don't be afraid. We have a spelling bee. Okay, spell B. B. What? Spell B. B. Spelling B. Speak. Spell Mississippi. Spell. Spell. Try. Spell Mississippi. Very good. Mississippi. Mississippi. Very good. Now spell it backwards. Try. Very hard, right? How many can do it? Spell it backwards. Can or not? Mississippi. Can you spell it backwards? Spell it backwards. Can or not? Try. You want to try? Spell it backwards. Lorraine, try. Can? Chloe, can? Spell it backwards. IPPI, ISSI, SSI, M. Wrong. Spell it backwards. TI. Yeah, I ask you to spell it backward. That's it. You didn't know what that. Some people don't even know what happened. I ask you to spell it backwards. And you were IPPI, IPI, SSI. I didn't ask you to say, spell Mississippi backwards. Ah, then you would have trouble. I asked you to spell it backwards. And all I was asking was T-I. That's it. Maturity is being... You don't know what maturity is. How can we know unless we are sharp? Right? So we want to ask ourselves, we need to grow and we want to look at this thing here. Now, let's take a look at your, what we call basics. Okay? If you don't even have the basics, you got to go to YPG 1, now YPG half, you know. Okay? We may have to YPG half. Okay, and we'll see what happens. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews. Let's look at this. And if this is what foundation is, I think we're all in trouble. Okay, turn to the book of Hebrews. Where's the book of Hebrews? Can find or not? You found it? Matt, found it? Good. Found it? Hebrews? Good. What is Hebrew? When you use the word Hebrew, what does it mean? Why? Why is it called Hebrew? Okay? Well, you normally think of tea, Hebrew tea. You don't know that tea must be brewed? See, you really need to know a lot of stuff. See, you need to be sharp. And you can be. But let's think about this. Okay, look at the foundational ideas. I'm losing you all. I tell you all these jokes and nobody is laughing. And nobody even understands what I'm talking about. Then I know we are all in serious trouble. No? Oh dear. Alright, let's look at the Hebrews. Laying aside the discussion of the elementary principle. The word elementary principle literally means the beginning idea. Okay, the beginning. And what are these things? Let us go on to perfection. The word perfection is the word maturity. Okay, so let's look at all the foundational things. What are some of these foundational things? Let's take a look. Okay, let's see how many of you know. What is the teaching of repentance from dead works? Huh? That is a doctrine? What is that? I don't know. Okay, you're going slipping down. Okay, so we reduce. Okay, YAG, go down to YPG2. Then YPG you don't know, go to YPG1. YPG1 don't know, then you have to go to YPG half. YPG half will be taken care of by Ben Chong and Ben Kwa. Well, we may have to come to that sooner or later, you know. If we don't know the basics. You see, we would like to give to YAG. I like to tell you that when people graduate from YPG2, YAG is going to be the most blessed of all because they've passed through all the thing here. All there already. Okay? But we don't want to see a demotion. We want to see one. Every year it gets lesser and lesser. This is terrible. Take a look at it. And half the time you don't know what I'm talking about because you don't understand these little subtle jokes. Right? You don't know what is happening. Well, then you need to pick up foundation, repentance from dead works, faith toward God, doctrine of baptisms. Huh? Baptisms. Well, what is that all about? Laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, eternal judgment. How many of you can say, you know, give me, I can speak on this, any of the subjects for 10 minutes. Can you? I can make 10 statements about baptisms. I can make 10 statements about laying on of hands. I can make 10 statements about... You can't? Demoted. Or worse, retained. So you're going to be YPG1 for a long time. 17 years old, still there. 18 years old, still there. Now think about this. We are supposed to go on to perfection. What are these things that we are looking at? Do we know these things? What is this we're looking at? Ultimately, the simple word is simply the whole idea of laying down the foundation. That's what it is. So let's get these foundations right. That's what we're going to do. Okay? For the first part of the year, we're going to look at these things here and lay this foundation. What are all these things? Lay them down. Then we know what these things are, and afterwards, we look at a mature mindset. If we don't know these things as basics, how do we move on? Seriously, how many of you can honestly stand up and say, Pastor, you're right. I laid this foundation a long time ago. You know all these things. Do you? That's what we want to ask ourselves. What do we know? What don't we know? Okay? So, Philippians 3:15 tells us. Look at this. Philippians 3:15, and we read these words, and Paul says, okay, as many as are mature, full age, spiritually, full age. And if you don't have the maturity, you can't do a lot of things.
Okay? You can't. So I am going to challenge you to consider this. So rather than look at all these things here, we're going to lay down some really foundational truths. YBG 1, 2, including YAG. Let's make sure that we get all our foundations right. So once we lay the foundation, there will be a quiz for everybody. And we will see how you all fare. And if the younger ones fare better, then the YPG2 get demoted. Okay, so if you have come to a snake, YAG, go all the way to YPG1, you're in trouble. Come on, let's lay the foundation, right? No foundation, we don't lay these things, we are sunk. You can't go further. Obviously. If you don't pass your PSLE, what are the hope, what are the chances for you taking A-levels? What are the chances? Zero. Right? Seriously, you don't even know what is an insect. You study about insects, right? What are insects? So when a wife scolds a husband, you insect. What does that mean? He has become an insect. Oh dear, a big one. We better know our stuff. We go on to the level of maturity. Okay, now we go on further and talk a little bit about this. We need a mature mindset. When we talk about a mature mindset, chapter 3, verse, look at this. Okay, let us think these things. Now, in verse 16, we read. All right, look at verse 16 and we read these words. Okay. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk. Change the word walk to something else. What would you change it for? You know, we say in Singapore, a boy goes to NS and comes out a man. Hopefully. Or he can end up nothing. You know what is the word walk? Stoiking. It's not a usual word of just walking. The word here can be translated, let us march. Can you see this? Let's march. Now there are some people who go to the army and they do not know how to march. Have you seen sloppy people who don't know how to march? Many, many years ago, in the war between the British and the US, and they were fighting for independence, and they had such a poorly equipped army. The people recruited, and George Washington was the first general there, and you know the guys didn't even know how to tell their left foot from the right foot. So when they say left foot, left, they came up with right. And then we say, all right, let's go to turn to the right. They all went to the left. You know what they did? They teach them how to do it. They use hay, which they're farmers. Straw foot, hay foot. Those were very clever and innovative sergeants. That's how they got the army. And they fought with the British and won the war. Now it's interesting. They didn't know how to march. You know what Paul is saying? When we are fully mature, we cannot just walk, we can march. I like that. I like that phrase. Okay, what's the difference between a person who is gone to NS and not gone to NS? You know how to hold yourself straight. You know how to march. No, I was reading a book called Seal of God. This guy was trained as a seal. You know what's a seal, right? What's a seal? No, not that. Those seals are seals out there are actually quite lazy. A lot of blubber. Some are seals already. I can see. I can see. I can see a lot of seals here. A lot of blubber. You know what is it, right? You know what's blubber, right? Well, you don't know what blubber is. Look it up. No need to explain blubber. Right? But the real seals. What seal stands for? Soldiers who are trained in air, sea, land. They're called seals. So the training is spicy. They can swim, literally swim miles in the sea. They can, every morning for breakfast, these guys, breakfast. The barracks, breakfast, 3 miles. You walk 3 miles. It will take you 40 minutes. By the time you go down there, it's time to walk back. You only have 1 hour. Okay? 1 hour for breakfast. And the breakfast place is 3 miles away. You walk. By the time you finish half the walk, it's time to go home. Because you've got to prepare for your next task. So nobody walks. Everybody stoicane. March. They march and they jog. They jog 3 miles for breakfast, have a healthy breakfast, and run back. And then the training begins. And they always tell you, give up, give up, come on, ring the bell, give up, you can't take it, give up, give up. Out of 5,000 people, less than 50 people make it. All the rest, given up. When they use bullets to train, they use live bullets. Put your head down, huh? Gone, dead, finished. You don't waste your time on things like that. You know your stuff. This is maturity. We walk. Why do I want to know the Bible? I want to know the Bible. I want to know what it says. I really want to know. When I was a kid, nobody needs to tell me. I want to learn for myself. I read. I just wanted to learn. You call yourself a Christian, you know the Bible, how many books? A lot. That's not an answer. How many? I think quite a lot. What's the point? What the Lord? What's the first book of the Bible? I think John. John. Not bad, John. How about John? No. What do we know? And we really got to get our stuff. That was what I wanted to tell myself. I wanted to be a Christian who knows, who really, really knows what he's talking about. I know. Walk by the same rule. Why do people quarrel all the time? Why can't we walk by the same rule with the same mind? Well, I want to seriously ask you to think about this. Okay? Now, I'm going to allow you for some time for the youngsters and for older ones as well. We just want you to get to know each other, get to know your group leaders, and then we're going to sit down and ask ourselves, what are we looking for? What are we looking at? What do you want to do or attempt to do 2015 at your level? How can I know? One. How can I become more mature? Two. How are you going to achieve it? I think this is important. Okay? And I really hope that you will be challenged. If you can do this, it would be wonderful. All right, any questions you want to raise up? Every year I set for myself things that I want to do. I want to do this year. So I am going to set myself certain things. And you know what? Guess what? I can do it too. Okay? So every year I tell myself I am going to write a book or two or three. So by the time we finish at the end of the year, I would have finished those books that I said I wanted to write on. Can it be done? Yes, it can be done. See? What I mean by having a mature mindset. And I think it is important. Otherwise, you just drift. Every year we drift. Sec P6, of course, very excited. Sec 1. Sec 1, what are you going to do? Next year, no. Sec 2. Where are you going to go? No. Sec 3. Sec 4. By the time you Oh, over already. I now go to O levels. What are you going to do? I also don't know. Go to JC, what are you going to do? I don't know. And you know, there are a lot of people who go through life not knowing. I think it's very important. What do you really, really want to know? Now, I want to tell you, I was very, very impressed with a little girl this week I heard from BBC. She was interviewed by BBC. What's BBC? You don't even know what BBC is. Good night. What's BBC? What? Busybody. BBC. No. Busybody channel. No. No, it's not. Do you know the BBC is banned in Myanmar? Because they don't like them to report the truth. To BBC. And they interview a little girl. And this little girl is in primary school. Imagine speaking to BBC. Ah, hoo, ha. Most people, if they are interviewed, they go, hoo, ha, ha. They don't know how to speak. But this girl did. And she is in a special school right now. A special school organized by NASA. What is NASA? NASA is not dirty NASA, you know. What is NASA? The what? Yeah, I know it's in the US somewhere. Yeah, what does NASA stand for? You heard of US, right? Well, what does NASA do? They organize bus trip. Well, what do they do? Come on, give a guess. What does it do? They bring people to explore the moon. Right? They send ships out to explore our solar system. Right? You know, India has been doing very well. They were the first people to send a very, very special, but then they said it was a very small one. One Indian said to the US, "We are going to the sun." They were getting a bit ahead of themselves. "We are going to the sun." And the US said, "How can you go to the sun?" The Indian says, "No problem. We're going at night." You didn't know that it was the sun at night, right? It's terrible. You're right. Some of you don't even know what I'm talking about. And this little girl was interviewed. I was very, very impressed with her. One, she's right now learning, would you believe it, 6 languages. Ha! 6 languages. And we are not talking Chinese alone. She speaks English. She learns Russian. She speaks Mandarin. Wow. And all the other languages that the other countries have astronauts. Where they send astronauts. So that she can talk to everybody. Primary school girl. Wow, impressive. You know what she's learning? Mathematics and science beyond PSLE. So when they ask her, "What do you want to do?" And she says, "You know what? I am going to be the first lady who go to Mars." Has anybody been to Mars yet? But you know, been to Mars? Have you been to Mars? Brown color. You have not been to Mars? Brown color, sure put on weight. She is preparing. You know how many years she's going to prepare to go to Mars? You guess. And they were calculating. By the time she finishes her training, she will be ripe and ready to go. 20 years. She starts young. She wants to be. Wow. How many of you heard of a lady called Kalpana? Kalpana, no? She was the first Indian person, astronaut, to go on board a spacecraft. She was from India. Brilliant student. And then she went on to the US and obtained a PhD. And she was on board that fated craft, that Apollo spacecraft, where everybody died. It was a very sad event, but it was the first person who actually went up there from India. Indian nationality. I thought was amazing. Young people, I want to tell you what people have done when they are young and how they achieve. And you can do these things. You don't have to be where you are. You can go a much higher level than you think. It's a question of whether you want to grow up or you just want to remain where you are. I really hope. When you go to school, what is your goal in class? Okay, if you aim to be the last, no need to aim far, no need to go, no need just go down there and then don't study, just tell yourself, breeze through. Have you read a book? Yes, standing to the fan and let the fan blow the pages. Yeah, I've read the book. Yeah, I read it from cover to cover, one cover, the other cover, cover to cover. And you've already achieved it. But you say to yourself, you know what? I am going to set my standards a little higher. Okay, I'm going to improve, I'm going to increase. Can I do this? And I think the answer is yes, if you really want to work at it. I'm going to ask you to look at this very carefully. Let's work on maturity. Okay? There is intellectual maturity. There is emotional maturity. There is such a thing as a spiritual level of maturity too. A spiritual maturity that will enable you to be able to, wow, this is faith. This is God. This is my life. This is what I can do. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to attempt. This is what I want to achieve. Okay, the next half an hour, I'm going to let you go to your little groups just for a while. You're going to have tea. Your goal, however, is not tea. I'd like you to be able to go to your group and then come back, give me a feedback where your groups are wanting to go 2015. It would be wonderful if we can say, well, you know, I want to know all the 66 books of the Bible by heart. I'd like to know who the authors are. I want to know what the Bible is trying to teach us. I want to know how to go on to levels of maturity. But you must decide. Maturity is something you want to do yourself. It's not something that anybody can tell you what to do. You either want to or you don't want to. It's up to you to decide. Okay? Think about this thing and you say, well, I would like to do, attempt this. And the answer is yes, then let's look at it. Okay? Think about this. Can it be done? And the answer is yes. But you have to decide what you want to do. Okay? If your group leader feels very pushed, go ahead, push the person, push the envelope. Raise up the bar. And I hope that everybody will. So that when we look at 2015, we are looking at something. When you conclude 2015, you know, you feel older, you feel more mature, you feel stronger, you feel wiser, you feel better, and you say, you know what, I really know and understand my faith far better than I do. Otherwise, you're going to go to 2015 and 2015 and don't know what happened. Okay? Set your goals today for the year ahead of you. Okay? Push the bar. Tell us what you want to do. And we're going to raise up. We are going to attempt to do this.
All right, let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the challenge to go up further in our faith, in our understanding, as it were, to press on to spiritual maturity. Help us to be able to attempt this, and every few months to check and to see how far we have grown along the way. We pray for your blessings as we commence our 2015 year of YPG and YAG ministries. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we collect an offering now, and then I will let you go to your groups, and then we'll see how that will work. Okay? Thank you. Sorry? Yeah. No, don't worry. Just pick this. Just group down. Yeah. Just